Harper Audio presents Willow Springs, a Destiny novel by Tony Blake. Performed by Jennifer James Bradshaw. You will be an old maid, and that's so dreadful. Jane Austen, from Emma. Prologue.
Meow.
Amy Bright stood next to the trunk of the old maple tree in her mother's front yard, peering up into the branches, heavy and green with spring foliage. She could just barely make out the gray and white cat's tail peeking from between the leaves far above. "Knightley, you come down from there right now," she said, head tilted back, her tone more encouraging than harsh. As frustrating as it was to have her cat stuck up a tree, she knew Mr. Knightley, named for the Jane Austen character, was probably frightened, and she hoped the sound of her voice might at once calm him and persuade him to make his way down. But in response, her beloved kitty only let out another desperate-sounding
meow.
Amy sighed, knowing what had to be done, much as she didn't want to do it. She'd been trying to lure the cat down for over half an hour, after all, and he hadn't budged, and he was on a branch way too high for her to reach, even if she dared to climb. So she pulled out her cell phone, cast a last annoyed glance up at the furry tail dangling overhead, and dialed her old friend Logan Whittaker, who happened to be a fireman, and who she also knew was on duty at the Destiny Firehouse today. "What's up, Freckles?" he answered cheerfully, clearly having seen that it was her. But he probably wouldn't stay so cheerful when he heard the reason why.
"Well, it's Mr. Knightley. He's stuck in my mom's maple tree."
Silence met her on the other end of the line before Logan finally replied in a dry voice.
"You're kidding me, right?"
Because they'd had this conversation before. This wasn't the first cat rescue call she'd had to make to the Destiny Fire Department. Generally, Mr. Knightley was an indoor cat, and as a result, when he ended up outside for any reason, trouble often ensued. And she knew Logan disliked using town resources and taxpayer money to get her cat out of a tree, which she completely understood. But she still had to get Mr. Knightley down somehow. And if you couldn't call on one of your closest friends in the world for help, who could you call on? And it was a really tall tree. "Mom was on cat-sitting duty this weekend while I went to Cincinnati with Rachel and Tessa." Both of her best girlfriends were getting married this summer, and they'd gone on an overnight shopping trip, which had included a gown fitting for Rachel. And though Tessa's wedding would be a smaller affair than Rachel's, yesterday she'd succeeded in finding a simple lace dress that fit her slightly bohemian yet feminine fashion sense.
"When I came by to pick him up," Amy went on, "he ran up the tree."
Now it was Logan who sighed, even as he said,
"We're on our way, but one of these days I'm buying you a leash for that cat."
"Thanks, Logan," she said with heartfelt sincerity before disconnecting.
And though she had, of course, thought about a leash for Mr. Knightley's outdoor excursions, she just didn't like the idea. Life could hold you captive in so many ways, so she didn't like the notion of adding one more, even for her kitty. As she waited for Logan, then, an inexplicable sense of melancholy came washing over her.
Because your cat's up a tree? Because you were embarrassed to call the fire department?
But no, it wasn't either of those things. It was life. The sense that it was passing her by. She was 34 years old, after all, and other than a few trips to the city with her friends, she'd barely set foot outside Destiny. And now her friends were getting married, starting romantic new lives that would demote her to fifth wheel status. And as for romance of her own...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?